Hello, YouTube. Today's the 15th of July. And hello, Facebook. Monday morning. Time to get to work. Good to see you this morning. And looking at some scriptures this morning. Some various places in the Authorized Continuing Version of the Bible. We're told in the prayer that God taught the disciples to pray, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6:10. Welcome, Multi Fisher. Good to see you this morning. Welcome aboard, Addie Kenny. It's about 5:45 in the morning here. I'm up and at them early this morning because we got to do some work before it gets hot today. I'm going to put coating on my roof today, so I'm going to be up on a ladder. Which could be very interesting. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Psalm 103:20-21. Christ tells us, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. I delight to do thy will." John 6:38 and Psalm 40:8. O my God, may thy law has been my heart. O my God, may not pass from me, except I drink it, I will done. 1:42. Not everyone that saith to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2:13. If you knew these things, happy are you. If you know these things, happy are ye that do them. To him that knoweth the good doeth it not, to him it is sin. John 13:17. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2 and James 4:17. Well, my board, Marie Christelle. Well, a lot of this has to do with God's will. God's will. Starting out with, "Thy will be done." And he ministers that do his pleasure, or his will. He says, "I came down from heaven to do mine own will, the will of him that sent me." You know, God is the one who wills in us. Okay, he works in us, the will and do of his own pleasure. He tells us in Ephesians that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. He tells us the same thing in Isaiah. Yeah. You know, he says, "There's none beside me." And so recognize, God will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then our prayer should be that we would be designed to his will, that we would not come against his will. We would not rebel against his will. You know, there are people that say, "Well, I have a free will. I can do whatever I want to." No, it's not him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It is the tendency of all people to rebel against God and his law. But he has put his law within our hearts. And so now, we, if we're one of his children, should desire to do his will and not our own will. The doctrine of free will is nothing more than rebellion against God. Satan said, "I will rise and be God." And he found out that he didn't get his will. He's still shaking his fist in the face of God Almighty today. But he is not going to succeed because he thinks he's a rival of God, but he cannot come against competition because his competition is the one who created him in the first place. So God is sovereign over the devil, Lucifer, the light bearer, the one who comes as a deceiver, you know. And many people are deceived, and you know, a lot of people don't want to subscribe to the Word of God. They want to make up their own doctrine. They want to make up their own theology. They want to make up their own beliefs. My mom used to say, "You know what I believe, Larry. You know what I believe." I used to tell my mom, it's not important what you believe. It's important what the Bible says. If you come against the Bible and your belief is contrary to the Bible, there's a problem. And that's usually when she would start humming and go upstairs. How many people have that attitude? "You know what I believe." You know, you could say the same thing with all those in false religions. Muslims, those in the Baha'i faith, those in the Mormon church, and most certainly all of those in the Armenian church. They know what they believe, all right. They can tell you very clearly what it is they believe. They believe that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, every girl and boy, a woman without exception, and that he gave them the potential by their free will to let him, let Jesus into their heart. Jesus says something totally different than that. That's a denial of predestination and election. It's a denial that he's the shepherd with sheep, that he's the potter with the clay. And it's affirming that man sits on his own throne, and his free will is his true salvation. But he has no free will. He's in bondage to sin and Satan, and he's dead in his trespasses and sin, and apart from the grace of God, he will never subscribe to the teachings of Christ. And so what we have is we have a dichotomy between those who are Christ's sheep and those who are not. Those who are embracing his doctrine and those who are not. Those who have fabricated a false doctrine and those who are adhering to the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now, those who ultimately reject the doctrine of Jesus Christ are vessels of wrath fit for destruction. That's what it tells us, or else not. Have not the power over the clay. One vessel of abundance, one honor, and one in dishonor. But God, willing to show his power, endured with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted for destruction. Read Romans 9. The children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil. The hope of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. So, people don't want to come under the authority of God Almighty. They want to make themselves God. They want to make God depend on their free will, which does not exist. God is the creator, and everyone else is dependent upon him. God's not dependent on his created beings. They're dependent upon him. So this morning, as we go about this week, let us be reminded of whose we are. Of whose we are. Are we one of his sheep? Do you hear his voice? It says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can get them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. All the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So these are great teachings by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the child of God loves. We don't reject. We're glad that it doesn't rest on our shoulders. We're glad that he took burdens in our sins upon him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his people, both Jew and Gentile. Well, the Lord be with you this morning. And may he continue to reveal the truth of his great doctrines he taught himself as well as his apostles to us in a very real way today is my prayer. God bless.